Welcome to One and Done, the podcast where we have a drink and a discussion is followed by that drink, and where you can hear things like "lick my fleece." That will happen on occasion.
What?
No.
Lick fleece. Was it lick my fleece?
Lick my fleece.
Yeah. Your fleece. Okay.
Or smell my fleece.
I don't want to smell. Sniff my fleece. Sniffing is bad.
Unless it's my fleece. Then it's delightful.
Right. So anyway, this is Eric.
This is Adam.
And I'm Wayne.
And today we have a very special show. It's the parental guidance show.
So this one's PG rated? I have to watch my tongue?
Hey, careful. That's copyrighted. You can't use that.
Really? PG is copper.
Yeah. That's why you have TV7 versus... You know,
there's TV for 7-year-olds or younger,
or TV 14 instead of PG 13.
There's a TV7
because the people in the movie industry get all pissed off at the TV industry.
The MPAA.
Yes,
there's
exactly.
TV7.
Yeah, there's one for 7-year-olds.
So why is this the parental guidance show?
They didn't have that
show
when my kids were growing up. What? And well, my kids turned out all messed up.
Now you know why. Blame the TV industry for not having proper ratings.
Exactly.
When they were growing up. That's not your fault, Wayne.
Right? No. In my litigious society.
So anyway, this is the parental edition because my parents are actually in the studio with us. So if you would.
Oh, these are your parents.
Yes. Not some hobos.
Can we untie them now at least?
Yes, we can. Well, actually, we should ungag them so
darn.
They can speak. See, there we go.
Hello.
That's nice of you to remove the gag.
Thank you so much.
So if you would just do a quick just name introduction.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Kate.
And they are all the way here from California via Ohio.
Virginia, too.
A while back. And they're going to join us for a drink.
No, apparently they stopped on their way.
We went
to Virginia, then to Ohio.
Oh, that's right. You went through.
Right.
Yeah.
Not because the grand they lived tour there of the before. U.S.
They're trying to delay their arrival in Minnesota as much as possible so that the warm weather would arrive, which apparently that
we failed miserably.
Only May. There's still like a 50% chance of snow.
Yes, we know.
It's true.
All right. So,
what are you pouring?
Well, that's what I'm about to
do. Thank you very much. Some sort of drink.
Appreciate the setup there, Pop.
Yeah, I try.
So a buddy of mine this past weekend went to a beer event in Wisconsin. And at the beer event, there was a place called Historic Casanova Liquor.
That's right in Hudson.
That's right in Hudson. You're correct. That's exactly where the beer event was. And they were selling growlers. And
just funny, the growlers, no beer in them.
Well, you could have done that. Mm. He chose to actually get his growler filled. And
that's an interesting euphemism.
Yeah. And so they...
Kate's shaking her head. Why did I agree to this?
You can't see me rolling my eyes, right?
No, I think everybody could.
Feel it through the...
Why is he pouring it beneath the table? I can't see what he's doing.
He's not really pouring it, actually. It's all subterfuge.
It's, you're supposed to tell me your age
That's
afterwards.
It's a really pale ale, isn't it? Why is this one steaming?
This is the color of straw.
Give that to your father.
Yeah, give him the brown ale.
Nut brown?
So he picked up a growler for me of a beer that we can't get in Minnesota. So this is actually from Lexington Brewery. It's Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. They are actually a bourbon distillery and now also brew beer.
First it was over the table, now it's under. Are you
dexterous.
Compensating?
Yes. Constantly. What does that have to do with my beer pouring? All right.
Metaphor?
So
allegory?
Metaphor.
Oh, I thought he said Al Gore.
There's global pouring.
It's an uncomfortable truth or something. Inconvenient.
Uncomfortable truth.
So I didn't know which one you may want.
That goes along with the growler thing.
It was very
Dad, we have to take your keys from you.
I don't have any keys.
They were taken a long time ago.
The uncomfortable truth.
So anyway, here's the Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. It's aged on their bourbon barrels.
Mm-hmm. You mean in, right?
But they say on.
Okay.
Sweet. Oh, I do get one. I can't see what's going on behind the monitor, so everyone's...
Could you clink mine to Adam's here? Because he's slow.
Just clink mine for me. Thank you. My arms are not long enough.
Mine barely are.
Well, nothing to say about a guy with long arms. He's got long sleeves. Yes.
It smells like gym socks.
You took my line.
Question is, how do you know how Jim's socks smell? And who's this Jim guy anyway?
He's got the most adorable pink socks. That's right.
So, Casanova is a liquor store that's one of the first ones that I knew about that actually is drivable distance away that they will fill growlers for you. Because here in Minnesota, they will not fill growlers in liquor stores.
Nope.
That's just obscene.
I know. It makes me sad.
Barbaric.
Yes, indeed. So I have driven at least once or twice on a Sunday to go get beer.
In Hudson.
In Hudson.
Because we can't buy...
You can't buy beer. We can't buy real beer on Sundays in Minnesota either.
Right.
So.
That's a good point.
Maybe we should move to Colorado.
Or just Wisconsin.
I don't think that's
beer there. I believe there's another substance they've legalized.
They foist off as
Are
beer.
Are you getting at something?
No.
Well, wasn't it just last week or this week? I think it was last week the Senate approved medical marijuana use in Minnesota.
Did they actually approve that?
Just the Senate, though. They haven't actually...
Yeah, it hasn't gone all the way, but it's made strides. So, we're on our way, apparently.
Is this the one where you're not allowed to inhale?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the medical definition.
That's the medical definition.
Okay, so what was the name of this beer?
It's called Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale.
Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. It has a honey taste to it.
Very much, yeah.
Yeah, a little.
It has a honey color to it as well, actually.
Well, a deep honey color.
Do you know when this was filled? It's not... I don't know if it's kind of a flatter beer in general. So then fairly recently, because typically if it sits more than a week and a half or so, it starts to lose its carbonation. Mm-hmm. But it didn't have a very thick head at all. So
no,
it's just kind of it almost looks like a whiskey when you look at it.
Hmm.
Super, super clear.
I think it almost seems like a cider.
Not cloudy.
In terms of the head, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't taste very cidery.
That would be a different issue.
Oh, yeah, if it did, then I think they might have poured the wrong thing in here.
True.
Yeah, I'll read the description from their website here.
Here we go.
Yes, award-winning Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is a unique sipping beer with a distinctive nose of a well-crafted bourbon. Our Kentucky Ale is aged for up to 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels from... some of Kentucky's finest distilleries. Subtle yet familiar flavors of vanilla and oak are imparted in this special ale as it rests in the charred barrels. Pleasantly smooth and robust, Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale may also be served as an aperitif or after-dinner drink.
Aperitif.
Wow, that was a lot for really, I don't know, not a very exciting beer.
Well, I was going to say, so... Did you read in there that it came from, the barrels came from multiple distilleries, not just theirs?
Not just theirs.
Okay.
So Jack Daniels.
In Wisconsin?
No. So the beer is actually from Kentucky. But it's served at a liquor store into the growlers.
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Why does Wisconsin go so far to find beer?
Maybe
I have a feeling like you're waiting.
Maybe it's the other way around. Oh. Maybe the beer goes so far to find drinkers. And guess what? There's a lot of drinkers in Wisconsin.
Yes, really? They do like their beer.
I don't think they're looking for this kind of beer.
Apparently they are, because that's where they...
It's a good point. It's not here. It's there.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. That and the limitations of distribution networks in the beer, craft beer world particularly, are very kind of... I don't know. It seems like it's really hard for craft brewers to expand distribution widely. So it's like, well, it's a big deal when another state's beer comes to your state. Like recently we had, Oscar Blues.
Yeah.
Out of Colorado, got here like a month or two ago, and it was a big deal.
Yeah, it's like a
storm. Well, because it's good.
Yeah, because it's
right,
good.
Right,
it was similar to when Clown Shoes came in.
Right.
This kind of has an aftertaste like, let's see, the glue on Band-Aids.
Yeah, what is that called?
Well,
Scotch has that.
Yes, right. Yes.
There's a term for it, and I've heard you use it, Eric. So you're on the
it's
spot
like,
here.
It's the red stuff, the blood. Liquid red stuff, antiseptic.
Pepto-Bismol.
Iodine.
Iodine.
Yes.
It's an iodine.
It does.
Pepto-Bismol.
I usually don't.
I promise. Yeah. Pink.
If your Pepto-Bismol is red, there's something wrong.
It's always red after I've drunk it.
Oh. Nice.
So now that we have Eric's parents in
the house,
in the studio, yeah, there's got to be some embarrassing story you have about Eric that you can share. I mean,
I suppose we should clarify that these are Eric's parents and not just anyone's.
We just took someone's parents off the street and brought them in, tied them up, and made them do a podcast.
Been amazing.
With us.
Do you two have kids? Great, come on.
Well, my only question is which one?
Oh,
where do we start?
Which story?
Is this like a lottery? You know, where I have to pick the Powerball number to get the best one? Or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Anything involved nudity, we don't want to hear.
I was like, where are we going?
No, we're not. That's the thing. Unless it's really, really funny, then that case. Then it's okay.
Well, I must really say I'm quite proud of Eric. I mean, he's at least one half of the contribution to my current advanced state of dementia. I acquired it as he grew up.
All true.
And then the question.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Perfect. Just perfect.
But it's true.
The question, though, is Chris, who is the contributor to the other half of your advanced stage?
Oh, well, Chris, your brother.
Okay,
you remember him?
Yeah. I do. I don't think that's the
question. No, you should have said Chris who? We don't have a brother, Chris.
All right.
And just kept playing it.
Right. All right, we're going to end it right there.
New topic, please.
So about dementia. You know what the first thing to go is? Your knees.
That's new to me.
Well, actually, no, it's funny. I should ask, you know, some pertinent relevant questions. You know, I mean, so since we're having a drink, so when was your first, I guess, your first drinking experience?
He thinks he's gotten us drunk, so we'll answer this question.
No, I know.
Mine was, you don't know how strong these drinks are.
Or how many roofies are in them.
Mine was very vivid.
Very vivid?
Vivid. I remember going to like Gene Autry and Roy Rogers and seeing, you know, cowboys pick up shot glasses and down the shot glass at the bar. Anyway, I was at my Uncle Stanley's, and my dad and Stanley were sitting there, and there was a bottle of Coke and these little shot glasses. And I walked in the room, and he said, oh, can I have a drink? And so I picked up the shot glass, and I did the cowboy thing I'd seen in the movies. It was Jack Daniels, straight. Of course, I didn't know that at the time, other than the fact that I was laying on the floor.
Hence why he doesn't drink Jack anymore.
Never comes into the house. No.
Bourbon does not cross my threshold.
Let's
Scotch,
see.
On the other hand, though.
Yeah, that's right. My first true drinking experience was when I was probably 18, And of course, back then, you couldn't drink at 18, right? And my brother and I went down to Louis Iben's bar and auto repair shop in Wabi, Kiowa.
And liquor store. And,
I was going to say, what?
In Wabi, Kiowa. And he said, well, let's have a beer. And I said, oh, sure. And so, you know, we had a beer, and it was, oh, I don't know, like St. Pauli's Girl or some
German beer.
Awful,
terrible.
Some German beer in Iowa.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah, Iowa's got a lot of German beer drinkers. Yeah.
The Amana colonies, yeah.
Well, yeah, but you need to drink Peischtingel there.
That's true, yeah. Back to the story.
No, that was it. That's a story. I mean, you know, so we downed this perfectly horrible beer in Louis Iben's bar and auto repair shop in Wabi, Kiowa.
I'm glad it didn't get dark or anything.
So it's a completely unremarkable other than the fact that you had the beer.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, everybody had a Louis Iben's, you know.
Experience.
Well, and, you know, everybody had a bar and auto repair shop, you know, right?
Every corner.
Every corner.
Well, that's Starbucks now.
That's the city planning council for all of Iowa does that. Because really, just Iowa has one city. So that's pretty much they lay it all out that way.
Iowa is the one city. Right. Great.
I could relate to before Eric. There was such a time, actually. And when Kate came home from the hospital with our eldest son, Chris, and I went out and I fixed dinner and I bought a bottle of Matus. That was our first bottle of wine. And we had dinner and we polished off the bottle of wine.
The whole thing.
And so I'm clearing the table and I come back in the dining room and there's Kate sitting on the floor holding Chris, our newborn 3-day-old baby. And I looked down at her and I said, you all right? What's wrong?
I'm feeding.
And she's feeding him while sitting on the floor. And she looks up and says, if I drop him, he won't fall too far.
And that's a true story.
That is world-class parenting.
It makes me feel good.
My mom didn't do that.
She dropped you on the floor?
She just dropped him.
Oh, she was standing when she dropped you.
Outstanding. She was a trapeze artist.
So now, Pop, I know your dad drank Jack bourbon.
Actually, Jim Beam.
Jim Beam.
He swore by Jim Beam.
Yeah. Well, but what about Grandma? Did she drink it at all? I mean, I don't recall growing up and having...
I think about the only thing she ever drank, maybe a wine.
Yeah, you know, like some sweet wine, you know, like Manischewitz.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Elderberry wine?
Yeah. And then what about Mom? What about Grandpa?
Well, we always had a bottle of something in the house, but it was usually for... whenever you got sick, you got this tea with lemon and honey and whatever was in the current bottle, you know. And so the reason I don't drink hard liquor is because, of course, I consider that to be medicine.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. At any rate, no. And I have one very distinct memory of my father coming home tipsy, one. And he had gone to Chicago to sell hogs. We were farmers, and he came home, and he was acting funny, and he was, you know, just, and I thought, you know, I was very young at the time, and he was acting really weird, and he was smoking a cigar, and my father didn't smoke at all.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, it took me years to find out what was wrong, what happened. He had gone to Chicago. He had sold this, you know, bunch of hogs. And he'd made enough money to pay off the farm, and he was celebrating, you know, to-do. And I'd never seen my father drunk ever before or after that.
Well, at least it was a good occasion.
Yeah, it was a great occasion.
It seems like there's a lot of other things that could have gone horrible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that was when we lost the farm.
No.
Drowning Missouri.
Some gangster took out his Tommy gun and shot all his hogs.
Now, the other memory I have of my dad was
as far as drinking is concerned, of course, I was still underage when my brother got married. We married when I was 19. And my brother got married the next year, so I was just 20. He had to be 21. And so we are at the reception, and my dad comes up to me. He says, "What can I get you from the bar?" I got to look at my dad.
What?
What? You know? Oh, I'll have a whiskey sour. Off he goes. He buys me a whiskey sour. It was great. It was so funny. It was worth the experience to tell him a whiskey sour.
What about Grandma Blanche, though? Did she drink at all? I mean,
yeah, she would. She liked beer.
Oh, okay.
Uh huh. And she would drink wine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have memories of them.
No.
Drinking really. I mean,
sangria. When they moved to Arizona.
Right. Eric's just trying to figure out where the origin of his alcoholism comes from. Like, at this point, I think
both sides of the family.
Yeah. So there was one experience that I had when I was young that I want to tell my parents now my side of the story.
Because they wouldn't listen before?
No. They listened. It was...
We just ignored. I
mean, yeah.
No, it isn't a matter of like, you know, like my side was wrong or their side. It was just my perspective versus their perspective. Because I'm sure their perspective, and I'm sure they've told all of their friends their perspective. I was about 15. We were in Virginia Beach, and I had gone out with some friends and... John and some other people, and we had gone down to the beach, and we'd gotten some wine and wine coolers, and we'd been drinking. And that day, somebody that I think, I don't know if it was somebody you worked with, Mom, that did carpet cleaning, was coming in to do our wall-to-wall carpets that day. And I got back late. I mean, I don't know, 10 o'clock, 10:30, maybe even 11, I don't know.
Closer to 12.
Something like that. And we drove up. A person that I had met that night dropped
male
me
or
off.
Female?
Male. Yeah. Dropped me off, and...
He escorted you?
No, and as I'm walking up to the house, the guy that's doing the carpet cleaning is leaving. I'm like, holy shit, he's not done yet? Oh, crap. That means my parents are still up. As I'm walking by, thinking I'm all cool. So are my parents still a bit up? He's like, yeah, they're in the kitchen. Great. The kitchen was off to the left when you came into the house, and so I came in the front door. Hi, I'm home. And I went right down to the bedrooms. And, of course, all the stuff on my floor was up on my bed, and so I had to take all the stuff off and put it down on the floor. And, of course, I'm drunk, and I'm trying to do this. And I'm starting to put stuff, and then I have this sense that there's somebody over my shoulder. Like... Oh shit! And I actually have in my hand. I can tell you, I had a plate that sits underneath the rail on a train track, and it had a bunch of spikes, train spikes on it. And don't ask me where or why I had it, but I did anyway. And I was setting it down. It was heavy, and I'm like, oh, someone's behind me. Shit! So I lean my head against the wall because I don't want to sway. And I hear my mom go, hey, why don't you just go into Chris's room? His bed doesn't have anything on it. And just go ahead and go. Okay, we'll do, Mom. And I don't know how long I sat there, but I was afraid to look. So eventually I kind of do one of these, like looking over my shoulder, all casual. Oh, good, she's gone. Oh, thank God. Throwing stuff back up onto my bed. Then I go then into my brother's bedroom. I get into my jammies or whatever, and I go into my brother's bedroom. He's off at college, so it's not like I go.
Oh, okay. To my brother. It's not like he's going to crawl into bed with you.
Right.
And you're going to like, what's going on?
So I crawl into bed, and I'm laying down. All right, I think I pulled it off.
The room starts spinning.
I don't think. Okay, I'm just going to close my. Oh, jeez. okay, I think I might throw up. I think my folks are in their bedroom now. They're at the other corner of the house, and so I get up and I kind of casually go to the bathroom. I close the door, turn on the fan, because you know that sound covers all sound that happens. Oh, yeah. Right?
If you can't hear anything else, I mean,
right.
So it's like putting your head under the covers when you're a kid,
right? They can't see me. I don't exist now. and I proceed to puke into the bathtub, the toilet.
Good.
Clean it all up. Nobody hears anything. I turn off the lights.
No, wait, is this the drunken, you think you cleaned it all off?
No. I cleaned it all off. And I turned off the light and I went back into bed. I'm like, oh, God, I got that out of my system. I should be okay. I lay back down. Oh, dear God. And this time happens a lot shorter. So I'm running to the bathroom and I'm slamming open the door, trying to close the door, turn on the fan, turn on the light. And that's when I hear the down the hall. Eric, are you okay? What did you drink? just some wine coolers. My mom was very gracious, helped me clean up, get me back in bed.
She helped clean up? That was very kind.
Very, very kind. And she put a trash can by the bed in case you get sick again. Here's a trash can. You just sleep it off. Okay. So
I didn't want him barfing all over the cleaned carpet.
No kidding. That's got to be a nightmare. You just got the carpets clean. You're going, no.
Now, the pinnacle of this all, of course, is the next morning. I wake up and I come out and I am greeted with my dad. He has a bowl of Cheerios in one hand and a wine cooler in the other and says, breakfast?
It's true.
Not a plate of bacon in the wine cooler?
No, because it would have been crispy bacon. I probably would have eaten it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it's always fun that kids think they get away with. Because it was perfectly obvious he was under the weather when I was standing behind him in his bedroom. Oh, man.
Yeah, if you're drunk enough to throw up twice, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, absolutely. So, anyway.
Good times.
All right, so I'm done with mine. But
Pop I'm done with mine as well.
Mm. Well, I'm done with mine.
Oh, my.
She liked it so much.
There's...
Wow.
Like half.
Of a shot left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well... Band-aids plus gym socks, apparently not her thing.
Not her thing. No, and I'm actually...
Honey and Band-aids.
I'm sorry, that's what it was. Right. Gym socks was earlier.
Iodine.
That was prior to this podcast.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet iodine.
Yeah. Let me just splash this on my wounds.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, and I wasn't necessarily really impressed. There's other stuff they want to try from them. They have a stout that I probably would try, but...
I was really looking forward to this one, but... Yeah.
Once I started explaining it and then tasted it and then it was not so good.
Yeah, sounds good as I would expect.
All right. Well, hey, we're done. So that means we're done. So thank you very much for listening. This has been Eric.
This is Adam.
This is Wayne.
Andy.
And Kate.
Thank you very much. Bye.